I want to talk to the whole congregation. First of all, do you know that I love you so much? I love you the way God loves you. And I love you like that every single second. And that's the endless love of God. I'm never, ever not consumed by all people, basically. All people are running through me. But expressly, the people that want to go home, because I've been molded in a certain way to bring the help and the power from God and the guidance for those that want to succeed in the endeavor of full enlightenment and no rebirth in this lifetime. So that is the express purpose of the incarnation. But express doesn't mean that there's nothing else. I want to read a letter to you from our Lord Garasana, and it's titled, Let Go of Who You Think You Are. And I want to give some understanding about this so that we can all together stand up. No matter if you want to break free. And by the way, before Garasana left, he mentioned to me in passing, we should just talk about getting freer and freer and closer to God each day. Because when we talk about breaking free, everyone becomes too confused. And that's why years ago I brought in the teaching of freer and freer and closer to God. And on a daily basis, that's a good way to look at it, because that's what we're doing. I would add to that teaching, for those that do want to break free and can understand that in their heart, it's an understanding in your heart, not in your mind, but it's a calling in your heart that has you want to go home in this lifetime, then you need to become freer and freer and closer to God each day and do as much as you can in that direction every day. So when you touch your pillow, you know that you have done everything possible that day that you can do to break the cycle of birth and death. That's the only difference between freer and freer each day and closer to God and someone that wants to go home. If you want to go home, you have a big time limit. Garasana wanted his coming here to bring the help for the people that are praying to God to be able to find him and come home. He came to answer that prayer and the host along with him. So we are completely set up with the truth in place and with leaders and a few masters to help people in that way, to break free. But we're also set up now because express purpose doesn't mean only this. It means that this is the biggest job, But it's not the only job. So many things are going to happen because of the light that comes in from this mission. So many positive things are going to happen in the world because of the light that comes in through this portal, through this opening that Grasana made. Light is pouring in. Your advancement on this path spiritually can only go into a bank account spiritually, whether you stay or whether you move on. And some people are going to move on and do miracles in this world. Maybe someone will come and start some kind of hospital that is based upon the hospital of love and care, which will be an incredible hospital. Anyway, I'm just using that as an example. People that come here and that endeavor for years and years to become closer and closer and closer to God, they're not going to lose their connection if they were to leave the miracle of love. If you were connected to God and His love for 8 years and then you leave, you can't just say, well, no, you have that connection as long as you turn within to find it. We are pure. We have just made it pure for so many years, and all of the disciples around me have helped that endeavor. I mean, we have ground it into the ground that this won't ever be watered down. And all of the leaders are here to help the people break free. But we're also going to be open to people coming that just want to meditate, just want to be around this path because it's so much of God. And that is one thing that we're going to open up. And it's not about breaking free. It's about becoming freer and freer every day. And people are going to meditate for years. Come and go, tell their friends. It's going to become a very much bigger thing than just breaking free. Although the freedom for breaking free will be very concentrated. But there's going to be different things like the GMP, the college that's going to be created, things for the public. And in many ways, people are going to find the way to God's love because of the express purpose that's been created. There's a vortex of pure God's love. And if the express purpose of Grasana didn't happen, that vortex of pure love, if that didn't get in completely pure, then there would not be the love to bring anything else out to the world. But there is that vortex, and it's getting bigger, and it's getting ready to pop out to the world with all of its love. And that love is going to create different things. And still, the vortex of the pure path of breaking free is still here. And it's coming out as freer and freer and closer to God each day. And who in the mission can say that that's not happening to them? That's what everyone can say and stand behind. I know I'm getting freer and freer and closer to God each day, and that's why I'm here. So that opportunity is going to be offered to a wide range of people in a very many different kinds of ways, while the vortex keeps getting bigger and bigger. Grasana's opening is the path to ultimate freedom, and it just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. The more people come into the light and stay in the light, the bigger the vortex, the more the love goes out to the world. So now we're about ready to take that jump. But everybody's got to stand up now and start to give. Everybody. all 500 people on the path and in the congregation need to stand up and start to give what you have. Don't wait until you have something that you think you're going to have in the future. Start to give now. Everybody needs to take their place in some way. Stand up. Please. You've been with me for so long. Some of you are new. But this next period of time is all about all of you scooping up the mission, and I mean all of you. Come on. Stand up in the love of God that you are and that you have. And so I've been personally going pretty hard for 23 years, and I'm going to continue to do a certain thing during my 5 years of seclusion. And you as a mission now, you are collectively the vortex on the ground. You're the vortex. You are like the body of Grasana on the earth. You are holding that vortex open. And I want to come out to this world in about 6 years when I'm 60, and I want to talk to the world. But your job is to bring it to the world. All of you, everybody. It's not just one by one by one by one. There needs to be ways thought up of how to bring this to the world. And now I want to read you this letter from Grasana, and I want to explain to you some confusing areas. One criterion for people who come to this mission, this is in the very beginning of the mission. There was maybe only 30 people. People are able to stand on their own 2 feet. This cannot become like a rehabilitation center for physically or mentally disabled. This is only a place to come for enlightenment. By disabled, I mean people should not be a burden on the group. When they come, they don't need more than simply spiritual guidance and assistance. So we have that in place for our path and for the seminar. Already people have to fill out so many forms. And you can understand why he's said that, because this path is rigorous. But now there's going to be offerings, though, for people that can do things at home. And so we're already reaching out. We have the phone calls on the phone that people can get help. So we're making this available even to people that possibly can't come to a center or that have certain problems that they're not accepted on the path. So we're making other things available, and still people aren't becoming a burden on the path to ultimate freedom, which is Grasana's main express thing. He wants the help to be there for the people that want to go home. And he's got to see to that. But it's already been done. That is pretty sealed. And you can see why someone with bad mental health and bad physical health don't belong coming on the path. Maybe in some other program that is created, they can participate. And then he says, it is important that the ones that are coming be more focused, much more than ever. I'm not interested in bringing so many people partway and have them cast back into illusion. So that's what we've been doing for 23 years now, is working on this group and having it become a certain size and a depth of faith in God, that you all have the help that you need. And we're working very hard to have that help become more and more and better for the path to ultimate freedom, while we're working on expanding into the world and having more people be able to come. But everyone needs to now stand up and give, because it's all of us together that are going to bring this out. We stayed small for a long time. 23 years, we've stayed small, and I wouldn't let it go anywhere. And he wouldn't let it go anywhere until everything was created on the path that people could break free. And now there are certain steps that you take, and you will end up in the ashram. And if you want, you can become free of the illusion, because the help is there. So he said, I'm not interested in bringing so many people part way and have them cast back into the illusion. And this is my desire also. I haven't even thought about getting the people in the world so much as my express purpose is to provide you with the guidance that you need to break the cycle of birth and death. So that's all that's been happening in this mission, is to keep having that go on and on and on and on. But let me ask you something. Do you think that we're to the point with our path that it's strong enough in breaking the cycle of birth and death that we can call now to the people to come? There's a path to come closer to God and freer each day? Or do we need more work still on the vortex and on helping the people break freer and freer and closer and closer? I mean, do we need more help in that area of just personal help, personal help? We're not ready to bring people. What do you think? Why don't you have a raise of hands? Do you think we still need to just stay small and keep working on breaking people free and just put our whole focus there? Or are we ready for people to stand up and help with the endeavor of bringing it to the world? What do you think? Raise your hand. Should we stay small for a while longer, or should we begin to market that there's a path here, and that there's help here, and that there's God here, and that there's love here, and please come, and there are all kinds of things you can do? Are we ready for that? Because if we're ready, that means that all 500 of us pretty much are ready. So raise your hands. Do you think that we're ready, or that we are not ready? And so he says next, the standard must be maintained that those who wish to leave this plane of illusion in this lifetime, they will have the facility, they will have the environment, and they will have the assistance to do so. And if others can be helped, that is all right, of course. We are not refusing help to those that just wish to advance, as long as they are not burdensome. Again, the concentration will always be on those that want to go back in this lifetime. And if that is all that can be done, and if no one else can be helped, that is how it will be. But if there is an opportunity to help the general population, then it can be done as long as it doesn't detract from those who are leaving in this lifetime. Now, listen to that, what he's saying, and let me say something here right now. Grasana said very boldly to us at one point, if there were only one person that were to make it. Now, he either said one person or 100 people. And you would have to ask the lady for the correct amount. But if there were only one person that would make it, then it would have been worth it to have come. And he said that to show us what he meant by not watering down the truth, that then I'll only get one person, and that would be that. But now he's saying the same thing on a bigger level. So just one person, but don't water it down. And now he's saying, and the concentration will always be on those that want to go back in this lifetime. And if that is all that can be done, and if no one else can be helped, that is how it will be. But you see, we've already grown past that. It's way more than one person. It's into the hundreds. And then he says, but if there is opportunity to help the general population, then it can be done, as long as it doesn't detract from those who are leaving in this lifetime. This was from the very beginning. We're already way past what he was saying here. We are going to help the general population, which I'm sure Grasana is delighted that that can be happening. But first, his express purpose was a vehicle for those that want to go home in this lifetime, and that it's not watered down and nobody's bothering it, attacking it, and, you know, that we have to fight all the time to even have a place on the earth where that could even happen, and a place for Kalindi to even be, to even speak the truth. First, that had to happen and be so strong that the illusion wasn't going to knock it over. But we've achieved that, and I have my 100 people around me. Even if everyone else were to leave and go somewhere else, I have my 100 people, and that is a done deal. And so we're in with the vortex of light. And we will always offer seminars, and we will always bring the people to Kalindi to hear the truth. And those 100 people can provide the guidance for those that want to break the cycle of birth and death. And that will be passed on and be passed on and be passed on. So we have done it. We've done it. And congratulations to all of you that have made Grasana into the world and created the vortex that is very sealed. It is a circle, and it's sealed with his light. It's sealed. It's solid. So now there's the opportunity to start to let the light come out into the world, and we won't do anything into the world that hasn't been dissected a million times and made sure that that is the way to go. I hope you understand now. Again, the concentration will always be on those that want to go back in this lifetime. That vortex can never shake. So for the second generation, if something starts happening with everything that's going on, just shut things down. Shut things down. If it becomes too much, shut it down and just take care of the vortex. Because the vortex is going to be very, very, very big. To the world is going to be even bigger. But protect the vortex. Don't be afraid to even temporarily stop something or whatever, but protect the vortex, that it's clear, that it's wide open. People can just walk right in and get right on the path and know the steps. Protect the vortex at all costs. But let us blossom now. Let it blossom. So Sikh Rasana said, if there is opportunity to help the general population, then it can be done, as long as it doesn't detract from those who are leaving in this lifetime. But there also is all of his energy and presence and power that's coming through also to help now get it out to the world. Also, he said, we must never focus on numbers and quantity. Now, what that means is, you know, don't lose the focus on the vortex. We must always focus on the seriousness and the advancement on those that are ready to leave. But there are also many people that they're here and they're loving God so much. And every day they're getting freer and freer. But they wish they could somehow bring it to the world, the love of God that they're finding. But they have no really feeling of going home. But they're dying to bring it to the world. So it's ready to have that happen now. And without touching the vortex. And even with feeling like they're completely a part of the vortex. The part of his light and love that wants to come out into the world, that they were brought here to bring it out into the world. So that has to be able to happen. I want to make it that you all that are the vortex, are you ready to stand up and do that without having the vortex collapse? Are you all ready? And then Grasana said, if I so desire, I could speak in such a way that I would not have driven away so many, but the things that I say, they weed out those that are not very serious. Just like when one is mining for jewels, they go through so many tons of rock before they find one gem. So we have found a few precious gems. So we must guard against them being stolen by the illusion. So that was true of just the core, and that is true of the 500 people that are even associated with me at this time. It's just a few precious gems. So I want to know, are those gems being guarded against the illusion? Are they being held in the love of God that was so precious in the beginning with me and maybe 40 or 45 people and those that were with Grasana? That love that was so profuse at that time, is it being passed down to those 500 people? Is that love being available to be profusely given? So those precious gems have a source, have the source touching them through their love. Is that happening? Because that needs to happen. And that needs to be put together. Unfortunately, we're spread all over the world. So we have to put it together in such a way that people can find it, have it. It's holding them. That needs to happen. That needs to be put in place before we come out like that. Because if people are going to come pouring in, and if we don't have God's love in place through all of us, then what are they going to find when they come here? What are they going to find? Are they going to find loving, caring beings? So I think that question is up. You should raise your hands now. Who is not feeling that love and care moving through our mission? Because I know you all have it. And it's just a matter of giving it. As you give it, it increases. Because God, if he sees someone's giving his love, he just comes through and through and through. He keeps coming when you're giving it. So raise your hands and have a discussion about that. Why isn't it being passed? And that's what Grasana means about not watering down anything. Either this mission is the pure love of God, or we have some work to do within our mission. And so you see, if all kinds of people come into the path or into the mission, and they have ulterior motives for being here, other than, you know, their sincere desire to love God, and so that starts to water down the vortex. Maybe they just want to hang around with the far out group of people. So they come and they do the process, but they're not really wanting the love of God and to become a beacon of God's love. Then there's a possibility that that love can be watered down. Well, that's why we have the path of transformation, where people can come and meditate and keep meditating and keep meditating for a couple of years. And so we can see, are they ready to be on the path to ultimate freedom? There's a big period of time where they can even find out what their desire is. But you don't want a bunch of people coming on the path that don't have that consciousness. That's why Grasana says we're going to keep it small. And now we can let so many people come and we can catch them in so many ways, but we won't let them on the path until they have the consciousness and the depth where they really love God and really want God. And then they come on the path. And that's the way we can protect the vortex, while also letting people come onto the path of transformation and begin their spiritual life. So this is the area also that needs to be worked on, and that is how to get the ones that are holding the love past the love. Why don't you step up if you are holding the love and you're afraid to pass it on? And how do you pass it on anyways? Because you all have it. You all by now have the love of God that can be passed and that you can start living in. And we've got to start figuring out how to live in it and let it pass through and have it be real without sentiment and without forcing it to be something. And then Grasana said, this household must be guarded closely so that the illusion that is always trying to get in does not create damage. Must safeguard against contamination. This is what needs to happen in every single household in the miracle of love, even in the communities. And this sign should be put up as one main sign, is this household must be guarded closely so that the illusion that is always trying to get in does not create damage. Must safeguard against contamination. This is a sign that everyone should walk away from that's in the retreat. And this tape also should go out, and so we can all listen again and again and understand now. We're growing up and we're getting ready to come out. So, okay. Thank you for listening. It may be good to play this tape two times because the first time is hard to get everything. I love you all very much. And here we go to the next level. We have a big job to do.